And a new documentary on Disney Plus will follow Spencer Matthews as he completes 7 triathlons across 7 continents in 21 days. From Radio News Hub, I'm Lucy Gorman-Lee.
It's been an extremely dry summer, and 3/4 of the country is now experiencing drought. Hot, dry weather is putting pressure on our water supplies. Water companies are investing in fixing leaks, upgrading infrastructure, and finding new sources. But we can all help too, and it's easier than you might think. Take a shorter shower, fix that dripping tap, because when millions of us make small changes, they add up to a big difference. So this summer, let's save water where we can. Search Let's Save Water for simple tips.
We are Castle Down FM.
What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
The 70s time warp with Kempy.
Hi, this is Graham Campbell. For the next hour, we are celebrating the sound, stories, and memories of an unforgettable decade. Welcome to the 70s Time Warp. Today, our time travel takes us back to a year when the UK officially joined the European Community alongside Denmark and Ireland. Yom Kippur War led to an OPEC oil embargo, which quadrupled global oil prices and plunged the UK into a severe energy crisis. To conserve electricity during the oil crisis, and indeed a massive coal miners' strike, the government introduces a 3-day week in December. On a cultural and media note, the UK airwaves opened up to commercial radio for the first time with the launch of the London Broadcasting Company, LBC. In this episode of the 70s Time Warp, we've travelled back to the last week of August
1973.
Highest new entry to the UK chart is 10cc, The Dean and I.
Drum bays and a humdrum ways. 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 Drum bays and a humdrum ways.
Hey kids, let me tell you how I met your mom. We were dancing and romancing at the senior prom. It was no infatuation, but a gradual graduation. From a boy to a man, let me tell you while I can. The soda pop came free. Hey sis, one kiss and I was heaven bound. Now who would have guessed Milton's Paradise Lost could be found? But in the eyes of the dean, his daughter was doing what she shouldn't oughta. But a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. The consequence should be church belfry swells the dean, his daughter and me. They were dating. They were smooching in the dark of a doorway for two. She whispered, I love you.
Ooh, you know I never felt this way before. Ooh, you know the elevator in my heart has gone AWOL, 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 AWOL. And then I kissed her. And when I kissed her, chips are down now. You kinda lose all feeling now. Your head goes round and round, round and round and round and round and round and round and round. I'm throwing myself off this train. Yeah.
UK's best-selling album in the last week of August 1973 was Sing It Again, Rod, by Rod Stewart. And one of the best-known tracks from that album is You Wear It Well. It was his first compilation album. Do you remember the sleeve? It was shaped like an old-fashioned glass through which a smiley Rod can be seen.
I had nothing to do on this hot afternoon but to settle down and write you a line. I've been meaning to phone you, but from Minnesota, hell, it's been a very long time. You wear it well, a little old-fashioned, but that's all. Thinking, oh, he wouldn't get in touch with me. Oh, I ain't begging or losing my head. I sure do want you to know that you wear it well. There ain't a lady in the land so fine. Oh, my. Remember them baseball parties, your brother's karate, the all-day rock and roll shows, them homesick blues and sun goes low and you're home all alone. Think of me and try not to laugh, and I'll wear it well. I don't object if you call, collect, cause I ain't forgetting that you were once mine. But I blew it without even trying. Now I'm eating my heart out, trying to get back to you.
Coming up, the 1973 Time Warps news headlines, cost of living, and the top five UK singles.
Time Warp news headlines, 1973.
Here's a look back at some of the stories making the headlines during the final week of August 1973. Security was once again dominating the news as London faced another wave of terrorist attacks. Scotland Yard blamed the Provisional IRA after a series of letter bombs were posted to addresses across the capital. One of the most serious explosions injured a senior official at the London Stock Exchange, serving as another reminder of the growing campaign of violence affecting everyday life. Across the Atlantic, music fans were anxiously following the condition of soul superstar Stevie Wonder. The 23-year-old singer had been critically injured after the car he was travelling in crashed into a logging truck in North Carolina. By the end of August, there was cautious optimism as he'd regained partial consciousness, marking the beginning of what would prove to be a remarkable recovery. Meanwhile, Britain's newspapers found themselves with an unexpected dose of political comedy. Labour leader Harold Wilson was enjoying a sailing holiday in the Isles of Scilly when his dog Paddy accidentally knocked him overboard. Wilson reportedly struggled in the water before being rescued by passing holidaymakers. The tabloids had a field day. And finally, one of Britain's most important legal battles was gathering pace. The Sunday Times continued its fight to publish its investigation into the thalidomide tragedy. Court injunctions prevented the newspaper from printing details about the drug that had caused devastating birth defects, sparking a fierce national debate over press freedom, corporate responsibility, and whether the public had a right to know the truth. Those were just some of the stories making headlines in the final week of August 1973.
The 70s. Time Warp. Time Warp. With Kempe.
Here's Hudson Ford and his Pick Up the Pieces.
Of living in 1973.
Let's take a trip back to the final week of August 1973 and see what our money would buy us. The average weekly wage in Britain was around £35, and a typical family home could still be bought for about £10,000, although prices were beginning to climb rapidly. If you were filling up the car before the bank holiday weekend, a gallon of four-star petrol would set you back around 36 pence. If fish and chips were on the menu, you'd probably pay around 30 to 35 pence for a generous portion. Prices were rising faster than wages, and although many of these figures sound astoundingly cheap today, families were already feeling the squeeze as Britain headed towards the economic challenges that would define the rest of the decade.
The 70s with Kempe.
This is New York City, and I'm doing fine now.
Without you, baby,
Celebrating the sounds, stories, and memories of an unforgettable decade, this is the 70s Time Warp.
Medicine Head are playing next. They are a duo comprising John Fiddler and Peter Hope Evans. You may remember the huge hit they had with One and One is One. This is the follow-up single, which was in the charts this week back in 1973.
Music and memories on the 70s Time Warp.
The 70s Time Warp. This week's top five in the UK singles chart.
Living in the Family Cooking enter the top five, having moved two places from last week. Barry Blue's Dancing on a Saturday Night has moved him four places to this week's number four. Last week, Gary Glitter was the leader of the gang. This week, he's down to number three. No change for the Carpenters. At number two, it's Yesterday Once More. And up an incredible 16 places, there's a new number one. It's Donny Osmond and Young Love.
It's number one.
Mm-hmm.
They say for every boy and girl there's just one love in this whole world, and I know I found mine. The heavenly touch of your embrace tells me no one can take your place. One kiss from your sweet lips will tell me that our love is real, and I can feel that it's true. For we will vow to one another, there will never be another love for you or for me. Young love,
with Kempy.
Still to come in our 1973 Time Warp, a look at what was on at the pictures, the sporting headlines, and we'll remember some of the popular music played by your DJ at the Village Hall Disco, the youth club, and your favourite pubs and clubs with our six in the mix.
This week at the cinema.
New movies at the cinema this week included High Plains Drifter, Clint Eastwood's acclaimed western, in which he directed and starred as the mysterious stranger. Jesus Christ Superstar, the original film adaptation of Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice's rock musical, premiered in the UK this week. And yes, there's another James Bond movie, Live and Let Die, starring Roger Moore, was very popular at the cinemas.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say live and let die. this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry. Say, live and let die.
First rock song to open a Bond film, and I think it worked, didn't it? That's Wings and Live and Let Die. Let's turn our heads towards the final week of August 1973. British Athletics celebrate a truly world-class performance at Crystal Palace, where Brendan Foster stormed into the record books. The Gateshead runner smashed the world record for the two-mile race, stopping the clock at 8 minutes 13.68 seconds. It was a breathtaking achievement, beating the previous mark held by Finland's Olympic champion by just 0.02 of a second. Football fans were also celebrating as the 73-74 Football League season got underway. There was a new face in the presenter's chair on BBC One's Match of the Day as former Fulham player and football innovator Jimmy Hill made his debut as host. His trademark analysis and unmistakable style would soon make him one of the best-known personalities in British sport. But there was some sad news before a ball was even kicked. England legendary goalkeeper Gordon Banks officially announced his retirement. Banks had lost the sight in one eye following a serious car accident the previous year. And in cricket, one of the game's greatest all-rounders produced another masterclass. At Lord's, West Indies captain Sir Garfield Sobers scored 150 against England, his 26th and final Test century. It was a fitting farewell to one of cricket's true legends. A week of world records, new beginnings, emotional farewells, and unforgettable sporting greatness. That's the sport in the final week of August 1973.
Game. Won't you let me have a say in the way you behave? I won't last another day if you decide to go away. Tray of nice things I upset yesterday. The display of bright rings I let slip away. Extraordinary way. If I thought that I could find my way without you, I would not ask you to stay.
That's English singer-songwriter Clifford Thomas Ward, a.k.a. Clifford T. Ward, and a song called Gay, a top 10 hit in August 73. I always thought he had lovely hair. It was so long, smooth and shiny. Clearly he used, what was it back in the day, Timotei.
The 70s. Time Warp. With Kempe.
Stuff about the telly on the 70s Time Warp.
On August the 24th, 1973, BBC Two broadcast its trade test colour films for the final time. These iconic non-broadcasting short films, famously featuring clowns, dolls or young girls playing with pets, have been used for years to help technicians calibrate their colour television sets. On August the 27th, BBC One aired the network television premiere of the 1966 British comedy classic Carry On Screaming.
I mean, do I mind? Stop poking me in the back. Me poking you in the back. I like that.
Yeah, well, I don't. I get too much of that from the old woman. Keep yourself to yourself.
And the same to you.
Good night.
It's a god-awful small affair. To the girl with the mousy hair. But her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Is there life on Mars? It's on America's tortured brow. Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a saddening bore, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be written again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the low man beating up the wrong.
Life on Mars.
Music and memories on the 70s Time Warp.
The 70s Time Warp. Time warp. With Kempe.
Here's the music the DJs played at your village hall disco, youth clubs, pubs and clubs up and down the country. Not all of the popular music for dancing made it to the charts, so DJs would find out what dance music was popular by reading James Hamilton's disco pages in the Record Mirror.
Get on up on the floor, 'cause we're gonna boogie, boogie, boogie till your dance can't boogie no more.
This week, our Six in the Mix features Susie Quattro, Geordie, Free, Barry Blue, First Choice, and Lemmy and the Family Cooking.
The 70s Time Warp, Six in the Mix.
Just
Music that we boogied to in the last week of August 1973. Our Time Warp visit is coming to an end. We hope you enjoyed celebrating the sound, stories and memories. This is your 70s Time Warp host, Graham Kemp, thanking you for your company and looking forward to seeing you on our next journey back to the decade that was the sensational 70s. Until next time.
Your community, your station, your music. This is Castle Down FM. News update.